The Business Owners Podcast is brought to you by Business, Business, Business and Enova Group with your hosts, Linda Reed Enova and Clive Enova. In each episode, we talk to other business owners about their experiences, challenges and successes. We'll also share tips and advice on how to grow your business and achieve your goals. If you're a business owner or you're thinking about starting a business, then the Business Owners Podcast is for you.
Hi everyone, Linda Reed Enova. Well, this is a question that I get asked quite often, and that is, how do I scale my business on a limited budget? Now, I get it, in business there are many expenses that you have within the journey and the way, and sometimes the marketing and the scaling of the business just doesn't have the funds to go with it, with the dreams and the aspirations that we want to be able to create. So in this video, I'm going to share with you three different ways that you can look at scaling your business with a limited budget. And the first one is to focus on building your email list. So create something of value that your people will want to engage with, because we own two things on the internet. We own our website and we own our email list. When you are creating something of value that people will engage with, it could be an ebook, it could be a webinar, it could be a course, let's focus on building the list and providing value. That thing that we create with a limited budget, we need to create impact with. So therefore, it needs to provide people with a win, whether it's learning something, whether it's how to do something, whether it's answering a question that they might have or a Q&A component, then that's one of the things that I would possibly do. If you're a coach or a consultant and you want to onboard people, one of the best things you can do is talk to them. So you can run webinars, you could book discovery calls, you could trade time for sales, which is quite often what you might need to do inside this space. Ramp up your social networking. Get into the social platforms where your audience hangs out. Find the groups, find the communities, and start to build your network and scale there by providing strong educational advice and strong educational tips along the way to help you be able to do those sorts of things. Look at your systems and procedures. Are they operating to the way that you think that they should be? You know, can we optimize the delivery of X to maybe save us in costs? Can we look at the system costs that we have in XYZ, and maybe do we need to cut one of those costs down? Because quite often when our budget is limited and we want to scale, there might be costs in other areas that we can cut that we just haven't thought of because we've been going along, we've been churning through the journey, and it's all okay and we don't need to think of anything else too much more. The other thing that we can do is appear in front of other people's audiences. So summits, guest speaking, guest blogging, guest posting, you guessed it, giving your knowledge in front of someone else's audience is a great way to attract their audience over to you, and you're creating that know, like, and trust factor. Budget does not have to mean that we have to stop marketing or we have to stop scaling. We've just got to get cleverer at it. What can we produce in-house? Can we do some behind the scenes videos? Can we repurpose some of the content that we've already got out there? Can we turn a blog into a video using tools like Lumen 5? Can we put the content we've already got created out in front of another audience? Is there another social media channel that we can tap into to reach a new audience and to scale our business and operations? And then it comes down to the internal stuff, like looking at our productivity, looking at our systems. How long does it take us to onboard a client? Do we need more team members? And if we need more team members, how much do we need to pay to make sure that we're able to get there? Do we need to be charging up front for stuff? I know that became a big thing in our scaling option. We were doing so much work that was unpaid that we needed to just make a decision that everything had to be paid up front. And without it being paid up front, then we just didn't do it. And that meant that we were now in a position to scale because we knew we were able to bring on team members and do those things along the way. Do you have booking calendars in place? Do you have tools in place that will allow you to schedule? And what automation have you got in place? Have you automated the client onboarding process? Have you automated maybe the mundane things about connecting this to send an invoice to this and doing those sorts of things? Because Zapier is an amazing tool in getting things to connect and do things along the way together. You can scale without a massive budget. It's just a matter of looking at the time and the productivity, the systems and the things that you have in place, and looking about where we need to focus our time to scale. So just have a bit of a write down about, is there money that we're spending in areas that maybe we shouldn't be? Are there things that we can improve in automation and processes? Do we maybe need to change our expectations with customers about what they get for a deal? Or maybe do we just need to have a look and restructure the offering to make it work better for us? I know that we've gone through that exercise a couple of times and gone, this is how the offering is going to suit us. And in the end, it is our business. And to scale, quite often we need to restructure things to bring that offering back out in a way that's going to allow us to grow and move forward. I hope these tips have helped you. And if you wish to talk to me about any of these things, book a discovery call and let's have a chat.
Thanks for listening to the Business Owners Podcast. We encourage you to connect with us on social media and join our community of business owners at businessbusinessbusiness.com.au.